Hello everyone, I'm Se-gun Lee from UNIST in South Korea. In this talk, I will present our paper, WART, Light Optimal Registry for Persistent Memory Storage Systems. First of all, let me introduce some background about persistent memory. PM is non-volatile like NAND flash memory, and its latency is similar to DRAM. So, it is expected to replace existing storage devices. With this change, research about indexing data structure on PM-based storage has been actively studied. Recent studies have focused on the variation of the B+tree. As B+tree is a block-based index, writes in the unit of block occur in B+tree. On the other hand, in case of the persistent memory, byte granularity writes occur, and the memory writes can be reordered. These features of PM can cause consistency problems in using B+tree because of key sorting and rebalancing. For example, when a new key is inserted, key sorting occurs in B+tree node, and this results in update in block granularity. When a storage system is a block device, we reorder keys in a volatile DRAM. Then, we persistently store the data to the block device storage in block unit. Therefore, reordering memory writes does not cause any problem. On the other hand, in the case of PM, a write occurs in byte unit, and the memory writes can be reordered because they can be evicted from a CPU cache in a random order. Writing updated keys to a persistent memory in a random order can be a problem, which means if crash occurs in the middle of this process, garbage data can be persistently stored. To solve this problem, PM requires some persistent primitives to guarantee durability, ordering, and atomicity. In x86 architecture, Intel provides some instructions for ensuring data consistency. For data durability, we can use CLFLUSH after each write operation. CLFLUSH instructions strictly evict a cache line from the cache and write contents back to persistent memory. However, these instructions also can be reordered. Therefore, to make them ordered, we have to call memory fence instructions together with cache line flush instruction. However, the serialization of these instructions is known to have large overhead. And in byte addressable PM, hardware is expected to guarantee atomicity for writes less than 8 bytes. Therefore, when write size is lower than 8 bytes, we can ensure the consistency only with one CLFLUSH. However, due to key sorting, block granularity updates mainly occur in B+tree. So, instead of using 8-byte failure atomicity, B+tree has no choice but to use a traditional logging method. However, logging causes duplicated copies in both log and data area. So, it can exponentially increase CPU cache line flush overhead. To avoid expensive logging, previous studies for B+tree proposed append-only strategies. With append-only updates, keys are unsorted, but their ordering is managed by additional metadata. So, failure atomicity is ensured by atomic update of 8-byte additional metadata. However, the idea of unsorted keys makes such performance worse than original B+tree. In addition to a single node update, B+tree updates multiple blocks if a three-node split. To ensure the failure atomicity of multi-block granularity updates, B+tree variants for PM still use logging. But logging causes a significant overhead. In summary, B plus tree's fundamental characteristics cause the complex problems in maintaining data consistency. Well then, we may ask this question in the first place. Why do we have to use B plus tree? Perhaps there is a better indexing structure more suited for PM. This is our contributions. For main memory database systems, various indexing structures have been studied, including Redis tree. In this work, we find Redis tree has nice properties as a PM indexing structure. However, Redis tree in its current form does not guarantee consistency. So, we redesigned a Redis tree and proposed a ripe optimal Redis tree, namely WORT, for PM. We define the right optimal index as the index that guarantees consistency only with a single failure atom lie without any duplicate copies for logging and cow. In addition to that, we also redesigned an improved version of Redis tree called ART for PM, which we named as WART. Let me now discuss why Redis tree is suitable for PM. Redis tree has deterministic structure. This property makes Redis tree fit well with PM. First, Redis tree does not compare keys, unlike B plus tree. This is because Redis tree implicitly stores keys, and each node only consists of 8-byte pointer entries. So, there is no possibility of causing complicated problems due to key sorting. Second, due to its deterministic nature, the update of the Redis tree does not modify other keys. It is because the Redis tree updates one pointer value per node corresponding to the unique search path of the key. This property makes us easy to use 8-byte failure atomicity to ensure consistency. However, even though the deterministic structure of Redis tree is nice property for PM, there is a problem in its original form. As we can see in below figure, if the distribution of keys is sparse, the implicit key representation of the original Redis tree can make the node utilization very low. To solve this problem, there is a well-known solution, namely path compression, to improve excessive memory consumption. From the next slide, I will introduce the background of path compression. Path compression compresses unnecessary tree nodes. For example, in the below Redis tree, these nodes have only a single child node. Such nodes are not necessary because they do not distinguish any keys. So, path compression eliminates these unnecessary search paths and stores this in the next level as a common prefix. Path compression is known to improve memory utilization and indexing performance by shortening the search path. However, with this path compression, Redis tree now needs split operation. This is an example where path compression split occurs. Assume that key A, Z, A is inserted into a Redis tree. When the prefix of a newly inserted key is different from the already compressed prefix in the search path, the compressed path has to be split. Path compression split is done like this. First, a new parent is allocated to store the split prefix, and the newly inserted key and then the old common prefix that we split is decompressed. However, this split process can cause a consistency problem in PM. Let me explain what is the issue. If a crash occurs after the new parent is allocated, but before we decompress the old common prefix, invalid prefix that had to be removed remains. This problem happens because the past compression split requires to update multiple tree nodes. So, in its current form of registry, the past compression can make registry inconsistent, and we cannot avoid using expensive logging method to guarantee consistency. From the next slide, I will describe our solution. It is the technical challenge for our solution to ensure the consistency of past compression only miss a single failure atomic light without logging. To make the past compression optimized registry failure atomic, we added a node depth field to each compression header. We call this solution the failure atomic past compression. Note that we limit the size of a header to 8 bytes that can be atomically overwritten. The process of the failure atomic past compression is as follows. Suppose that a key AZA is inserted again into the past compressed registry node that uses our failure atomic past compression. Because the prefixes do not match, a past compression split will occur. Suppose a system crashes before we decompress the old common prefix. This will leave this node in inconsistent status, but we can easily recover from this inconsistency in a lazy manner. Let me explain how. Suppose another query accesses this inconsistent state node. The query will expect the depth of this child node is 2, but it is not. Then we can figure out that something is not right here. If we find such a mismatch, we trigger a recovery process. Compression header can be reconstructed by selecting 2 arbitrary keys from the different search paths. This reconstructed compression header can be atomically recover the invalid compression header like this. In summary, we design a failure atomic light optimal index for PM with some minor modification to registry. Word is right optimal in a sense that consistency is always guaranteed by a single 8-byte failure atomic light without any duplicate copies for logging or cow. Our paper also discusses an improved version of registry called ART. But in the interest of time, I will skip the discussion about it. Next, I will show some evaluation result. The system configuration is like this table. PM is emulated with 256 gigabyte RAM, and PM latency is simulated by injecting additional store cycles after each CF flush. For the comparison group, we implement the previously proposed B+3 variant. Because MB3 and FP3 do not guarantee the consistency for the internal nodes, we allocate their internal nodes in DRAM. For the workers, we make use of 3 synthetically generated distributions of 8-byte integer as shown in these figures. Unlike B+3 based index, since the registry is sensitive to the key distribution due to its deterministic nature, we considered 3 distributions. These figures are the result of insertion performance for 128 million keys. In this figure, y-axis indicates average execution time per operation, and x-axis present the configured latency. The blue bar indicates our proposed WART. As we can see in the result, WART outperformed the bit-tree variant in general. However, in some cases, FE3 shows better performance than WART. However, since the internal nodes of FE3 are considered to be in DRAM, this should result in more favorable performance for FE3. Comparing WART with WB+3, where all nodes are in persistent memory, performance differences increase in proportion to write latency. It is because WB+3 incurs more cache line flush instructions than WART. Among these B+3 variants, nevertheless, the smallest number of CL flush of NV3 shows weakness in insertion intensive workloads due to the reconstruction overhead. These figures are the result of search performance for 128 million keys. As we can see in the results, WART always performs better than B+3 variants. WB+3 that maintains keys unsorted on all nodes shows the worst performance degradation. On the other hand, FP3 and NV3 that keys are kept sorted in internal nodes show better performance than WB+3, but shows still worse performance than WART. Traditionally, B+3s have an advantage over Redis trees on range queries, as keys are sorted within the nodes and the leaf nodes are linked with sibling pointers. However, PM-based B+3 variants lose some of these benefits as they do not sort keys. Figure shows the range query performance in 0.01% selectivity of the 128 million keys. Compared with the difference between original DRAM-based B+3 presented with purple bar and WART, the performance gap for range query decreases for PM indexes. In order to observe the performance of our proposed index structures for real-life workload, we implement the tree structures used in previous experiments within Mancached. We run EMS benchmark, which perform a series of set queries followed by a series of get queries with 128 million string keys. In the figure, the left side indicates set performance and the right side is get performance. Redis 3 variants outperform B+3 variants in both set and get operation. It is because B+3 variants has additional indirection and cache line flush overhead due to that they store the string keys in a separate PM area. Let me now conclude. In this paper, we pay attention to Redis 3 as an appropriate PM indexing structure and propose the Redis 3 variants, namely WART and WART, that are optimal for PM. Evaluation showed that Redis 3 can be suitable indexing structure for PM rather than B+3. Thank you. I will take question.
Can I? Marian Kędzierski, Nine Lives Data. Great talk, thanks. I wonder, what sizes of nodes did you use in your benchmarks? Because B+3s have some configured node size, and similarly this Radix tree, I think.
We used the node size of the WART. We used 16 pointers in WART, and B+3 is used in case of NV3, we used 4 kilobyte node size, and WP plus 3 about 2 kilobyte nodes.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Brad Morey, Google. I really like this work, especially, you know, trying to optimize in-memory data structures for NVM. In the paper, you seem to have some issues comparing to B-trees when you're doing range queries. And I wondered if you can just provide some commentary on the rationale for supporting range queries in the data structure, which costs you something, versus doing something like a hash table or some other, you know, point query, more point query optimized thing.
Your question is about hash table?
Yeah, so you say that you support range queries, right? Radix trees support range queries, but they say they're slower than B-trees. And you show results, which is awesome. Thank you for doing that. So the question is, if you're writing an NVM data structure and you want to do point queries, it's optimized for point queries, which is sort of what the results show, why not? Why support range queries at all?
We focused on data structure that allow both point and range queries in considering indexing data structures. However, because the range query is not supported by hash table, we now consider it in this paper.
Yeah. I guess I can ask it offline. It's a little, I'm not sure I'm coming across clearly. Thanks.
Any further questions? So I guess I'll ask then. Do you have any applications in particular where you think this data structure would be well suited? It's kind of getting back to Brad's question, right? The radix tree is, it's good for point queries, for lookups, and it does support range queries, but not as fast as B-tree. So what applications would this be well suited to?
It can be used in various system for indexing the data.